Hey everyone, welcome back to Digital Minimalism. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and if you're anything like me, you've probably spent more time than you care to admit scrolling through endless feeds of perfectly curated lives. We're bombarded with images of happiness, success, and ideal experiences, which can sometimes leave us feeling a little lacking, right? But what if I told you there's a way to navigate this digital world without losing sight of what truly matters? What if I said we could cultivate genuine gratitude and appreciation even in the midst of all the noise? That's what we're diving into today. Because let's be honest, folks, life is pretty darn amazing when you take a step back and appreciate it. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help us cultivate that inner gratitude, even with our thumbs permanently glued to screens. First up, mindfulness. Seriously, this one is game changer. It's about being present in the moment, savoring those little everyday experiences. A warm cup of coffee, the laughter of a loved one, the feeling of sunshine on your skin. Ever noticed how easily we can let these moments slip by unnoticed while we're glued to our phones? Practice bringing your attention back to the here and now. It's like hitting the refresh button on your soul. Next up, gratitude journaling. Yep, just take a few minutes each day to write down things you're grateful for. Don't overthink it. It could be anything from a delicious meal to a supportive friend or even a perfectly sunny morning. It sounds simple, but trust me, consistently acknowledging the good stuff in your life can shift your entire perspective. You know that feeling when you wake up and everything just seems better? Gratitude journaling is like turbocharging that feeling. Number 3, curate your digital diet. This means being intentional about what you consume online. Unfollow accounts that leave you feeling negative, envious, or inadequate. Instead, seek out content that inspires you, makes you laugh, or teaches you something new. Think of it like cleaning out your mental pantry. Get rid of the junk and make room for the good stuff. Speaking of curating, number 4. Disconnect to connect. We all need a break from the digital world sometimes. Put down the phone, step away from the screen, and engage with the real world around you. Spend time with loved ones, go for a walk in nature, read a good book, anything that helps you unplug and recharge. You'll be surprised how much more present and grateful you feel when you're not constantly plugged in. And finally, number 5, practice self-compassion. This means being kind to yourself, even when things get tough. Remember that everyone makes mistakes, and it's okay to have off days. Instead of beating yourself up, try to acknowledge your feelings and treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this, you're at a beautiful park, surrounded by vibrant colors, the scent of fresh-cut grass filling the air, birds chirping happily in the trees. Instead of mindlessly scrolling through your phone, you take a deep breath and truly soak it all in. The warmth of the sun on your skin, the gentle breeze rustling through the leaves, the laughter of children playing nearby. You feel a sense of peace and contentment wash over you. This, my friends, is the power of gratitude. It's not about ignoring the challenges or pretending everything is perfect. It's about choosing to focus on the good, appreciating the little things, and finding joy in the everyday moments. So, what can you do today to cultivate more gratitude in your life? Start by being mindful of your thoughts and feelings. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the simple things. A delicious meal, a cozy blanket, or a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. And remember, it's okay if you slip up. Just keep practicing, keep showing yourself kindness, and keep striving to cultivate that inner sense of gratitude. You've got this. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of gratitude in their life. Let's spread the positivity together. Until next time, remember to live intentionally, be kind to yourself, and keep your eyes on the good stuff.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.